We know more tonight about what was going on inside a Las Vegas hotel just before a gunman opened fire on an outdoor concert. But there are still questions about the timeline. Jamie Yukas is in Las Vegas.
In a hotel radio recording, you hear some of the first gunshots fired by 64-year-old Stephen Paddock from inside his Mandalay Bay suite.
Police. Someone's firing a gun up here. Someone's firing a rifle on the 32nd floor.
The voice is building engineer Stephen Shuck.
It's at the end of the hallway.
He arrived to find security guard Jesus Campos under fire.
I can't tell you what room. He looked like he fired down the hallway when I got close to the door.
The recording and a revised police timeline show that although officers initially told reporters Campos interrupted Paddock's assault on the concertgoers, Paddock actually first fired through the door at Campos 6 minutes before the deadly attack.
Nobody's trying to be nefarious. Nobody's trying to hide anything.
Clark County Sheriff Joseph Lombardo defended the shift this morning to our CBS station in Las Vegas.
What we want to do is draw the most accurate picture we can. And I'm telling you right now, today, that that timeline might change again.
In a statement, MGM, the owner of Mandalay Bay, disputed the latest police timeline, but gave no detail, saying in part, "We believe what is currently being expressed may not be accurate." In a taped interview with the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Lombardo said police have yet to find a motive for the attack. He said Paddock did not have gambling debts and that he traveled to Mesquite, Nevada several times in the days before the shooting. It's an area CBS News learned law enforcement thinks he may have used for target practice.
We're looking for a trigger point, and right now we haven't been able to find one.
Sheriff Lombardo says Paddock's girlfriend was not concerned with his mental health. And Anthony, it appears a bellman may have helped Paddock get his bags to his room.
Jamie Yukas in Las Vegas. Thanks, Jamie.